Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our very special guest today on Faith and Freedom is a good friend, David Barton, founder of Wall Builders. You're not going to want to miss this interview, not only with regards to the faith of our founding fathers, but how David and Cheryl, his wife, came to this amazing collection of history. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Welcome, David, to Faith and Freedom.
Great to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
David, you're just a wealth of information, and I know in our recent gala we had, you brought a sampling of some of the artifacts that you've collected, including the glasses of George Washington. Tell us how that all came about and how much do you really own?
They tell us that we have the largest privately owned collection in the United States. Now, obviously, the Smithsonian and National Archives, they've got so much more. I think Smithsonian has 137 million pieces, something of the sort. But they don't like America. I mean, quite frankly, they don't. The White House, got warning signs up outside the Smithsonian now. Be careful. These guys don't like America. It's been 50 years since the Smithsonian had any kind of a presentation on George Washington. How do you go 50 years without talking about Washington? Well, they can. They're really woke there. So we have about 160,000 items. Now, ours is focused. We're not trying to just collect items. We focus really on the story of America, the founding era, the Pilgrim, the Jamestown era, up through what made America, America. And so we're the only museum in the United States right now that has on display a signed document from every one of the 56 signers of the Declaration. So we like the founding fathers. We put them out there. We let people come see them. So we have two museums. I work closely with Glenn Beck. Glenn and Wall Builders, we collaborate. We've got two museums, one in North Dallas, one in West Fort Worth. The one in North Dallas has got the really big stuff like Mercury 7 spacecraft and when they did communion on the moon, Neil Armstrong communion cup and Bible landed on the moon with Apollo 14, all that stuff, all the way down to all the document kind of stuff that we have over at Wall Builders. So two great museums for people to see if they get interested.
Now, I had a conversation with you and Cheryl, your wife, just about how do you go about finding these incredible artifacts of history? And you gave me some amazing stories how you and Cheryl just prayed to the Lord and the Lord directed you. Give us some examples. One of those, I think you were driving through and Cheryl said, stop. We need to stop at that store. Tell us about some of these stories.
It was interesting. I mean, again, my background is not history. It's math and science. I don't like history or I didn't like history then, but I wasn't being told the story that I really love now. And it's a cool story. So I was not into history. And what happened was, as I started finding these tidbits of history, one of the first pieces I found was the 1796 farewell address of George Washington, printed right after he resigned, original printing. I got that. That's the first document I bought. And I got it because he in there talks so much about how you cannot continue as a nation if you separate religion and morality from public life. And I'm just awed because it's exactly opposite of what I was taught in school. So I started looking for old stuff and I didn't know who these guys were. I couldn't name 3 to 5 of the founding fathers. And so what would happen is we would go into various places. I remember I was driving through West Hartford, Connecticut. And as I was driving in our van with all the kids in and we're going by and I looked over and I saw a kind of a thrift store. It was called the Jumping Frog. And I just kind of felt like the Lord said, hey, why don't you go look at that? And so I stopped, parked, went inside. It's 20 minutes before they close. I went in, I had to move aside the women's dresses as I walk in and there's the stoves over on the right and the tricycles on the left. And it's just a kind of almost a junk store. It's a Goodwill kind of a store. And I'm just looking through and I don't have a clue what I'm looking for. And in the back corner, I came on a cardboard box filled with leather-bound books. And leather-bound books means they're pretty old. You're going back into the 1800s. And I started digging around in those leather-bound books, and I found books from the 1700s and from the founding era in the 1760s and 80s and 90s. And I'm going through and I found this awesome book from Noah Webster. Most people don't know he's a founding father, fought in the Revolution, was a judge, a legislator. And so I look inside and all these books are marked $5. And I'm looking at this collection of all these really old books. And so I went up to the front and I said, hey, that box of books that you got in the back there, they're all marked $5. You're selling that? And they said, yeah, we're selling that. Well, as it turned out, that was the private collection of Revolutionary War General Israel Putnam. It was his own book collection. Somebody had bought it in. The kids didn't want it. Great, great, great grandkids didn't want it anymore. And they're just selling it. And so I end up buying the library of one of the founding fathers with the books of his contemporaries, which are other founding fathers. And so just through a series of things, event after event like that, the Lord just kind of would say, tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, why don't you walk in over there and see? And so Brattle Bookhouse in Boston, same kind of thing happened. I went in and they had more than 100,000 books. And I didn't know what I was looking for. And I looked up and saw a 4-volume set caught my eye. And it's a guy named Timothy Pickering. And so I pulled it down, opened up volume 3, and it was the testimony of his conversion to Christ. And he's a founding father who was a general in the Revolution. He was also in the cabinet department of the early presidents. And so another founding father. And so it just went time after time after time. Guys I've never heard of before. I had to look them up to see who they were. But the Lord just helped us get that collection put together in the most unusual way.
Yeah, that's amazing. I know the story that you and Cheryl were saying to me was just incredible, that you pray for God's guidance. And as you're driving through a town, just like you said, the Lord gives you the impression, you need to take a look at this store. What do you look for? And then you find these incredible historical books and documents that make part of your collection, which is incredible. And I think going back to what you said, you are the only one in the entire world that has an original document from every one of the founders on display. Is that correct?
Yeah, that, as far as we know of no other museum anywhere that has the documents on display. Of course, now the federal government has that many documents, but they don't display them. We're the only one that we know of anywhere in America right now. If you want to come to those two museums, you can see those documents. It's pretty awesome.
So if somebody wants to get a general overview of some of the faith of our founding fathers, you've got a lot of books that you've written. What would be the book or books that you would recommend from Wall Builders?
For the founding fathers, the one that I recommend is called The American Story. And that goes from the Pilgrims to the Founders. And then if you are focused on the faith of the first 7 presidents, that would be The American Story, the early presidents, called Building the Republic. So that, and then on the website, we actually have documents listing all these Christian quotes of the founding fathers. Very, I'm going to call it evangelical stuff, because that's what they would call it today. They didn't use that term back then. But we have that all over the website. Our books, materials, is going to have a lot of that stuff.
I know one of your books is Setting the Record Straight, American History in Black and White. It's a fascinating book about the history of our country with regards to African Americans and their leadership roles in America.
Yeah, it's interesting. We started electing black individuals to office in 1641. You had blacks elected to office at the time of the founding era, throughout the founding era. Every battle in the American Revolution involved black soldiers. Nearly every battle had a black hero, not just soldiers, heroes. And after Woodrow Wilson, who was such a racist, he cut those out of the history books in the early 1900s. We don't know today that we had 1,000 black elected officials in America by 1876. So that's a lot of what we cover in there, is the racial history of America from the black and white perspective. And it's a great history people just don't know about today.
You actually came on our Freedom Alive TV program, and you gave the history of Woodrow Wilson in his multi-volume set, where he literally erases black Americans from the history. And that really is then a series of books that became very influential and rewrote history. And also, he showed a movie in the White House that was a pro-KKK movie. Most people don't realize that kind of history of Woodrow Wilson and the negative impact that he had on America. Well, our guest is David Barton. He is the founder of Wall Builders. And his son, Tim, is an amazing speaker as well. He speaks around the country on college campuses and at many events as well. Amazing memory and amazing information on America's history. If you want more information about America's history, our founding fathers, even the history of Black Americans in our nation, and much, much more, go to wallbuilders.com. That's wallbuilders.com. And for more information regarding your religious freedom, visit our website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. The website again, lc.org. lc.org.